And a good evening, everyone. I'm Ed Poffel in the KWHI newsroom, welcoming you to our candidates forum for the upcoming election. And on the local ballot, we will have a contested race for Precinct 1 County Commissioner. And that is what we will be addressing tonight on our candidates forum. We have the two candidates in studio, Republican incumbent Don Kester and Democrat challenger Shirley Harris Jackson. Now, this forum is in our studios due to, of course, the current pandemic. Now, you can submit questions to be asked during the forum by emailing mail@kwhi.com. Again, that is mail@kwhi.com. And then those questions will then be forwarded on to us here in the KWHI studios. Now, we also have the media on hand to ask questions. Joshua Bloschke is in our news studio, and he will be asking questions on behalf of himself and also questions that have been submitted by the Brenham Banner Press. And we will have those questions as well. Again, that email is mail@kwhi.com. And we ask that all questions be pertinent to the county commissioner's race. And we ask that you please ask questions and not make statements, any political statements. This is a forum, so please ask your questions and give the candidates a chance to answer your questions. Now, we will have opening statements from those candidates, and then, as the candidates are asked questions, if a specific candidate is asked a question, we will also give the other candidate an opportunity to respond. Once again, our candidates are for Precinct 1 County Commissioner, and they are the incumbent, Republican Don Kester, and the challenger, Democrat Shirley Harris Jackson. And I want to thank you both for joining us this evening and taking part in this program.
You're welcome.
All right. And we will open with opening statements. And we will start the opening statements with the incumbent, Don Kester. So if you could move on up to the microphone and give us your opening statement, yes, sir.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Don Kester. I am seeking re-election for Washington County Commissioner of Precinct 1. This year has been a real tough year for everyone in this county. It started off in January for me, but I'm not going to go into that because, you know, I lost a daughter. But the next thing that happened, COVID comes along. And here we go. People had to leave their jobs and stuff like that, and families suffered. We lost 48 people in the county. Fortunately, no more than that. But the county has made it through that COVID pretty well. We have our budget was balanced without raising the tax rate. It's the same as it was for 2020. 2021 is the same. We did that. We did a lot of good things since I've been in office. One was to buy cars through Enterprise for the Sheriff's Department. The first year, they got 17 vehicles, which really did help the protection for the city of citizens of Washington County. We have hired several directors of different departments for the county, very, very well-qualified people that has helped us in making this county a much better place to be. I'm very dedicated about taking care of the people of Washington County. That's the main thing with me. It's my pet peeve. It doesn't matter to me who you are, or what your beliefs are. You're all the same. We're all God's children, and that's the way I look at things. I've been working with the rural fire departments. We have given them a better chance to get more funding by getting more training. We have done a lot of things. We have did a lot of things. I am the liaison to Faith Mission. We do a lot of things for them. We do a lot of things for other organizations in the county. But the biggest thing, I think, in Washington County is to take care of the people. Whoever they are, whoever may they be, they can call me at any time. I'm a very honest, transparent, and I don't cheat anyone. I am a commissioner you can call any time, even on weekends, except on Sunday. I turn the phone off when I go into church. But after that, I'll talk to you on a Sunday. I might even come out and look to what you might have. Depends on what it is. But thank you very much for your support. I look forward to serving you for four more years. And please vote for me, Don Kester, Washington County Commissioner Precinct 1. Voting starts tomorrow at the annex. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Kester. And now, the challenger, Democrat Shirley Harris Jackson.
Hello, everyone. My name is Shirley Harris Jackson, and I am seeking the position of Washington County Commissioner Precinct 1. I was born in Washington County, and I attended elementary and junior high school here. My family then moved to Dallas, where I graduated Hamilton Park High School in 1964. Later, I attended Prairie View A&M University from 1964 to 1968. In 1968, I was offered an internship at the U.S. House of Representatives under the leadership of the late Congressman Graham Purcell from the 13th District of Texas. From that position, I began a career in office supply service, where some of my duties included purchasing all the supplies needed to run U.S. Congress, from Mont Blanc pens, toner cartridges, T-shirts, you name it, I bought it. My job involved budgeting, purchasing, and administering contracts and bids for all necessary supplies. I am married to Keith Jackson. We have 2 children and 4 grandchildren. My mother, Esther Harris Thomas, may she rest in peace, was very active in politics in Washington County and in Dallas, Texas. My brother, Dr. John D. Harris, is the pastor of Mount Rose Missionary Baptist Church. His wife, Helen Harris, is my campaign manager. I am a member of New Life Church of God. Pastor Wright is my pastor, and I am also president of the Pickett High School Reunion Association. I'm a member of the Brenham Active Association and also the Washington Chamber of Commerce. I'm very knowledgeable in contracts and bids. If elected, I will seek your guidance and input. And not only at election time, I will represent all of the people, not just one section of it. I will be honest and straightforward in representing you in all that I do. I solicit your vote for Washington County Commissioner for Precinct 1. Like Don said, it starts on tomorrow at 8 a.m. Thank you.
All right. And thank you for the opening statements. And now we will take questions again. You can email us your questions at mail@kwhi.com. And our first question comes from Margaret Boswell. And again, please include your name with your questions. And this is for our candidates. Do you believe that racial profiling in law enforcement exists in Washington County? And do you support the defunding of law enforcement? Again, that question is from Margaret Boswell. And we will begin this time with Mrs. Harris Jackson.
Well, thank you for your question. The answer to that question is, do I believe in racial profiling in Washington County? Does it exist? Yes, it does. As far as defunding of the Sheriff Department, no, I do not believe in defunding the Sheriff Department. They are very essential to Washington County.
All right, thank you. And now, Mr. Kester.
Do I believe in racial profiling?
Do you believe racial profiling exists in Washington County, and do you support defunding law enforcement?
I think it probably does, but I do not believe in defunding the law enforcement in Washington County. They do a wonderful job for us here in this county. I'm very proud of our law enforcement here, and I think that we do not need to defund those folks.
All right. Thank you very much, and let's move on to a question sent in from Debbie to the candidates, and the question is, how is helicopter free for residents in Washington County. How does, if you could explain, how they pay for expenses associated with the helicopter, pilots, insurance, maintenance, etc. So again, the question is, how is the helicopter for the county free for residents in Washington County? And explain how they pay for expenses associated with helicopter, like pilots, insurance, maintenance, etc. This time, we will begin with Mr. Kester.
As far as I know, because I wasn't involved so much in that helicopter, I know we voted for it, but however, I know that the county, the constituents of the county, get to use the helicopter at no charge. They may charge your insurance company for it, but you will not pay even if they don't pay at all. From what I understand, we have a company called Reach they have partnered with, and they've worked out a way to pay for that without raising any kind of taxes or costing the citizens any money. I know that for a fact. That information I do not have with me. I can certainly find out, and if somebody wants to call me personally, they can do so. I'll have an answer because I know who I can talk to about that. I have that information, but however, that's so much to keep up with to do. But anyway, it does not cost the county any money. It's going to work out, and we are very, very fortunate to have that helicopter. I think it's a great thing for this county.
All right, and would you care to address that?
Yes, I do. The EMS have a budget, and I think some of their funds may come out of the budget for EMS. The helicopter, like Don said, is free to the individual calling in, but I think they get billed by their insurance company. But it's very useful in Washington County. I think we also share it with Brazos County also.
All right. All right, and again, we are accepting questions. Again, you can send those questions in to mail@kwhi.com. We will forward them on to the candidates. Now, this question comes from O.M. Schmidt of Brenham and is directed to Mr. Kester. On behalf of taxpayers, how do you justify the purchase of a half acre of ground from a local developer for $56,000 and use it for a driveway to the county road barn office personnel, claiming that the other driveway is wide enough to accommodate two trucks? And again, that comes from O.M. Schmidt of Brenham.
Well, let me say this about that. The other driveway we had, yes, we would have had constituents going to the offices for whatever they need. They might need an address, they may need a culvert, or they may need a septic tank. All those offices is over there. So there's a lot more traffic going in there for services than before. So all the big trucks that haul the gravel in and out of that yard would have been coming out of the same opening or gate or road as the customers, as I call them, or constituents going up to the office. Very, very dangerous situation. That's the main reason we did that. We did it for the safety of the people of Washington County. And I think it was a wise thing to do. I wasn't very happy about what it cost us, but I think it was a good thing to do for the safety of the people of Washington County.
All right. And Mrs. Harris-Jack?
I was at that meeting that Don was referring to, and when they gave the money, I believe they accepted a donation from the people also. Is that correct? They accepted a donation from the private individual, so it didn't cost as much as it would have cost at the beginning. And again, I've had that same question asked to me, why did we have to buy that piece of property? But they decided that's what they wanted to do, so we had to go along with it.
All right. Thank you. Now on to our next question. And this question comes from R.L. Clinton of Brenham. And this one is directed to Commissioner Kester. The county has an indigent health care fund, which receives annual funding each year from state and federal government sources. The requirements for an individual to use this fund are very stringent. At the end of 1 year, can you tell us what happens to the unused funds and if a considerable amount can be can the requirements for its intended use be reduced?
The law says we have to take 8% of our budget and put it into the indigent health care account. Whatever's left over goes back into the general fund for use for any other expenses that we have for that year. But we do keep that till the end of the year. And at the end of the year, whatever's left goes into the general fund. So, by law, we have to have 8% of our budget put up for indigent health care.
All right, Mrs. Harris-Jackson.
The indigent health care budget for 2020 was $1,070,386. So if they didn't spend that money, like Mr. Kester says, I guess it goes to the general fund. But that's a lot of money.
All right. All right. And our next question, again, you can send your questions to mail@kwhi.com. This question is for Mrs. Harris-Jackson. Mrs. Jackson, your resume states that you worked in Washington, D.C. What did you do there, and what experience do you have to be county commissioner? That comes from Charles Green. Charles Green, again, sent in that question.
What did I do in Washington, D.C.? Well, I started out as a sales clerk at an office supply service, which is the place where the congressmen buy their supplies. I worked there for about 1 year. After 1 year, I was promoted to purchasing agent, which means I had to buy all of the supplies needed for Congress, from paper, pens, T-shirts, ballpoint pens, toner cartridges, everything that they use, I had to buy it. So I have a lot of experience in contracts, and I have a lot of experience in negotiating. So my experience, I think, will help toward the commissioner's duties. So I know where the money, I know how the money is being spent, how it should be spent, and how to spend it wisely.
All right. Mr. Kester, do you care to address that?
Yes. It is good that you have that experience. I mean, I have a lot of experience, too, when it comes to purchasing things for the county. I have a lot of licenses. I have a state air license. I have water license. I have a gas license. I mean, I can tell when we're getting a good deal on stuff. I can tell when they do stuff for us, if we're getting cheated or not. And I think that it's good to be able to do that. I have a lot of knowledge. Everybody's got their strong points, and that's one of mine. And I believe being in the service end of the business for all these years, almost 50 now, I have a lot of experience about buildings and knowing how to help with those buildings and to see that we can save money.
All right. All right. And the next question was sent in from Cecil Webster. And again, you can send your questions to mail@kwhi.com. They will be forwarded to me, and then we will get them on the air. You must include your name. And Cecil Webster sends in this question. Do you support a mandate for all citizens to wear masks and socially distance in public and private events, including churches, restaurants, weddings, and the workplace? Why or why not? And we will start this time with Mr. Kester.
Well, we, in our church, we come into the church with masks on. We sit in a pew. We're distanced apart. We take the mask off. It's hard to sing with a mask on, you know what I'm saying. But once we get through with church, we go out of the church. We put the mask, before we get up, we put the mask back on. So we want to talk to people outside. We distance ourselves away, but yet we still have a mask on. And did you say about public places also?
Yes.
In the public places, I think, yes, you ought to have the mask on when you go into them. Like if you go into Ace Hardware or anything like that, I always put a mask on. I go to Home Depot a lot. I have the mask on. That's their requirements. Most businesses have it on their door that you have to put the mask on. And I agree with that. I think we should. But in churches, I think that's a different story. It's hard to worship God with a mask on.
All right. And Mrs. Harris-Jackson.
And I agree with about the mask. I think it should be mandatory about the mask because the pandemic is still going on. There has not been a cure yet. And a lot of people don't like wearing the mask, but I think it helps cut down a lot by wearing the mask. And as far as Home Depot, they don't insist that you wear a mask. There's a sign up, but people don't adhere to it. They come in anyway, and if you say something to them, they look at you funny and keep on walking. But that's what, you know, that's their privilege. But we do recommend everybody to wear a mask. In church, we wear a mask. While we sing, we have a mask on. It's not comfortable, but it's, we have it on. And coming out the door, we have it on. And we just distance ourselves. When we're coming outside, we don't stand together in a huddle and talk like we used to. So it's a little different. It takes a lot of getting used to. And they are very uncomfortable. That's why I wear the shield.
All right. All right. And again, we do want to remind people that you can email in your questions, mail@kwhi.com. That's mail@kwhi.com. And right now, let's go to our newsroom where Joshua Bloschke is sitting by. And Joshua, do you have a question for our candidates?
Yes. This would be for both commissioners. Has COVID-19 changed or altered your personal views on how government should work at the county level, how involved government should be?
All right, and we will start with Mrs. Harris Jackson.
Has it changed? Yes, it has changed. It's changed everybody's way of doing things. It takes a lot of getting used to, but maybe before long we won't have to wear the mask. But for right now, we're wearing masks, and it's very necessary.
All right, Mr. Kester.
I agree with that. I think we should be wearing the mask. When we go into courthouse, we wear the mask. When we have our commissioner's court meeting, we take the mask off at that time. But it's very necessary to put that mask on when you're going out of the courthouse. You don't know who you're going to meet in the hallway or anything like that. I think it's very important to have the mask on. And hopefully down the road here, we're already getting better with COVID. Mm-hmm. We're down pretty low now. I don't know how many we have at this time, but I think we have right now active. We don't have but like 33, I think, right now. We have active cases in Washington County. So we're almost through with it here, but yet we're not out of it. And no telling until they find a vaccine for this, God help us find that. I think that we will be still wearing masks in most places.
All right. And back to the newsroom and Joshua.
Yes. For Mrs. Harris Jackson, in regards to the new road and bridge facility on Highway 36 North, how important do you feel that project was to complete? Do you agree with the current court's emphasis on finishing that project quickly, or do you feel the county's resources would have been better used elsewhere?
I think the county did a wonderful job with the highway, with the building on 36. They had outgrown the space that they were in, and it was time for them to move. They were walking on top of each other. They couldn't get to the trucks. So this was a good move for us, and it was money well spent.
All right. And Mr. Kester.
I totally agree with that. I mean, I was there. I was on the committee that helped design that building. I will tell you that I was here when they built the other one. I was a young man. In 1972, they built the old facility. And that building was wore out. It was undersized. We have men crawling on the ground, on the floor, on their backs, working on vehicles. The new building has a great shop. It has a walk-in pit where they can walk under trucks. They can work on them with ease compared to what they used to do. We have a lot bigger area, a lot bigger way to park the trucks, haul the gravel, all such as that. It is a great building. I'm very proud of that. I'm proud I was commissioner when we built that and helped design that or pick out how we wanted to build that building. And I know a lot of people were against it. We did not borrow 1 cent to build that building. We paid for it. And that is the good part. We did not have to raise any kind of taxes for that. And it's the future of Washington County, that building. And we at this time now, we also have our environmental department in that building. We have our addressing person, a GIS person, and we have the road and bridge department. That building is now called Washington County Engineering and Development Services Building. And it's a great thing. If you need an address, you go to that building. If you need a septic tank put in, you go to the same building. If you need a culvert, you go to the same building. It's a one-stop shop. Makes it a lot easier for people than running all over to different buildings in Washington County to get things done.
All right. Thank you. And again, let's go back to Joshua. And any more questions for our candidates?
Yes, this one comes on behalf of Allison Bryce from the Burnham Banner Press. What is your philosophy towards the county budget? How do you believe funds should be allocated?
All right, this time we will start with Mr. Kester.
Well, we allocate the funds according to where they're needed the most. That's how we do it. I mean, each department gets X amount of dollars just so they can operate properly. We do that very, very strenuously. We go through a budget. You know, it takes months to get the budget decided on. This year was a rough one. But we managed to make that budget. We balanced it without getting into reserve money. So I think we did a good job on that. I mean, I can't break it all down for you here in individual departments, but we did it fairly, and everybody's pretty well happy with what we did.
All right, Ms. Harris-Jackson.
And I think also they didn't, none of the proceeds or the money didn't go up. I think it's pretty much stayed the same. I was at the meeting when they presented the budget to the commissioner's court. It took a long time. They did a lot of hard work. Everybody, every department put their time in trying to make this work, and they did a wonderful job. I know doing the budget is not easy. Nobody wants anything to go up. They want to keep the rates and everything the same. They sure don't want taxes to go up. But I think they did a wonderful job, and I look forward to serving on the Commissioner's Court next year.
All right. And Joshua, any other questions you have in there?
Yes, this one also on behalf of Allison from the Burnham Banner Press. If elected, or in Kester's case, reelected, what is one major goal that you have for yourself to accomplish?
All right. And this time we will start with Mrs. Harris Jackson.
Well, my major goal is, my platform is community awareness. Washington County is in for a change. A change is coming to Washington County, whether we want it or not. I just want the community or the county to be aware of what's going on, and I look forward to serving in that capacity. I want to make sure that we're on the same page, with the same guidelines for all of Washington County, not just certain portions of the Washington County, that we all look for the same goal, and that's what I plan to do, is to make sure all the communities are aware of what's going on at the commissioner's court, and I will answer all calls when called upon.
All right. And Mr. Kester.
Well, I agree with Ms. Jackson, what she said. However, all the constituents of this county is important to me. My precinct probably more, but because I'm in charge of that precinct. But all of them are important to me. Everything we do. And I believe that constituents or people are the main reason that I'm in this office. I'm here for the people. I'm here to take care of them. If they have problems, they can call me at any time, like I said. Don't matter if it's on a Sunday, I'll still call them. And my goal is to try to make this county a better county than it is. We have got several grants, you know, to help maybe repair some of the roads and flooding areas. We haven't got them yet, but we're working on that. And it might happen. It may not. Who knows? But well, that's some of the things that I look forward to trying to do to make it a lot better for the people of Washington County.
All right. And we have another question that has been sent in. This one comes from Cecil Webster. And again, you can send in your questions to mail@kwhi.com. That's mail@kwhi.com. And for our candidates, Governor Abbott recently announced that bars can reopen for in-person service at 50% capacity if local county governments choose to allow it. As a commissioner or commissioner's candidate, do you support allowing bars to reopen for in-person service? Why or why not? This time we will begin with Mr. Kester.
Well, I understand that a lot of people go to bars. Hey, and I don't myself, maybe I used to years ago, but that's in the past. But I will say, those people out there are trying to make a living. And I understand that they've suffered a great deal by not having the bars open. If the governor says it's okay to do so, I'll have to go along with it.
All right. And Mrs. Harris-Jackson?
And I'm just the opposite. if the governor says 50%, I think that's a terrible idea, because I know of one bar in particular that has a capacity of 75%. And one while they closed it down, but the next week they'll open again. The reason why I say it's a bad idea is because this epidemic is still out there. And if you got that many people together, cluttered up together in one place, that's not good. Because the virus is never going to go away. All they're going to do is spread it around the community, then go back out and give it to somebody else. So I say no. I think not.
All right. Thank you. Again, you can email us your questions, mail@kwhi.com, mail@kwhi.com, and we will forward those questions. Please include your name with your email. Let's go back to the newsroom with Joshua Blaschke.
How do you feel the county has handled the coronavirus at this point, and what, if anything, would you change about the county's initial response from earlier this year, as well as how it's currently being handled?
All right, and this time we will begin with Mrs. Harris Jackson.
Well, I think the county did a wonderful job being the circumstances of how it got started. We didn't have all the information at first, but once we got the information, they did what they thought was right and what was appropriate for the county at that time. And I put my hats off to them. I think they did a wonderful job. If they had to do it over again with something change, that I couldn't say. Hopefully we don't have to do that. We won't have that problem, hopefully. But I think they did a wonderful job. I take my hats off to them.
All right. And Mr. Kester.
Yes, I thank you for that. Mm-hmm. And you know, when from the get-go, we had Zoom meetings every day. We got a report every day of what was happening in this county. And God helped us here a lot because we didn't get as many deaths as we could have got. I mean, it's good, but we kept having those meetings for a couple of months. I forgot how long, but it was quite a while. Then we started doing it two or three times a week, and then it finally went away. And we're still keeping up with it, of course, but it's not as bad, and we're getting close and closer to it being gone. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we had only 33 cases now at this time, 48 deaths in the county. I think it was 633 total. End of thing. So I think the county did a good job of trying to handle that thing. And, you know, God helped us with that a lot, too.
All right. Again, we want to urge anyone that has any questions, email us, mail@kwhi.com, mail@kwhi.com. Back to the newsroom and Joshua Blaschke.
What attributes would you say ultimately make you best qualified to serve as county commissioner?
All right. And this time we will start with Mr. Kester.
Well, I'm a longtime resident of Washington County, fourth generation, in fact. I am a very transparent and fair commissioner who believes that we need to treat people, everybody, fair, no matter who they are. And I, myself, do that. People are the most important thing to me. Taking care of them is my whole deal. That's why I want to be commissioner and want to stay commissioner so I can try to help them even more than I have. I think I've helped them some. I don't think I've helped them enough. I think there's a lot more to be done, and that's why I still want to be the commissioner. But helping people is my main thing.
All right, Ms. Harris Jackson.
And I agree with Don. The reason I think I'm qualified to be a commissioner is because I'm a fast learner. The commissions that we have in place now didn't come into the job being a commissioner. They had to be trained. So once I'm trained, I know exactly what to do, because like I said, I am a quick study person. It doesn't take me long to catch on. And I'm a people person, and I believe in honesty. And I think, like Don said, I think all people are important, regardless of their race, creed, or whatever, or how much money they make. I think they all should be treated the same, regardless.
All right. And again, you can email your questions to mail@kwhi.com. Let's go back to the newsroom and Joshua. Nope. Okay. All right. He's working on something right now, so we will We will, again, ask for your emails, mail@kwhi.com, mail@kwhi.com. And once again, we will take your questions for this political forum. And again, we will remind everybody that early voting does get underway tomorrow, and urge everybody to get out there and, of course, vote for Election Day coming up in November, the November Election Day, of course, with nationwide ballots, statewide ballots, and local ballots as well. And, of course, we will have coverage of the election results right here on KWHI. So, I'm checking to see. I don't believe we have any more questions coming from the public. So we will go forward now with our closing comments. And we will go in reverse order this time. And we will begin with Mrs. Harris Jackson.
Thank you. My closing points are my platform, what I stand for, community awareness. Washington County is the birthplace of Texas. 1836 is also the birthplace of the first public school system in Texas, 1875. It's also the birthplace of Bluebell Ice Cream, 1907. I guess you wonder, why am I telling you all of this? All of this didn't come into play without our community leaders having a vision for the future. And they then prepared the community to incorporate these ideas into fold. This is what my campaign is all about. Community awareness. Again, community awareness. Change is coming to Washington County, whether we want it or not. I want to make sure that we have a vision for our county, that we share that vision with our community, and that we get community input on the vision, both in what it is and how we implement it, and that we then implement and monitor programs to make it possible while being good stewards of taxpayer dollars. This is why I solicit your vote for County Commissioner, Precinct 1. Thank you.
All right. And Mr. Kester.
Yes. Again, I am Don Kester, and I am seeking re-election for Washington County Commissioner, Precinct 1. I'm a very transparent, fair, and honest commissioner who believes that standing up for people is very important, no matter who they are. I am a member of Bethlehem Lutheran Church of William Penn. I'm a member of the Washington County Chamber of Commerce, and a fourth-generation Washington County resident. I believe that people, again, are the most important thing in this county, and all the changing that may happen in this county, we will have to educate the people about those things. I agree with that. And also, I believe that that people are the most important, again, I'll say that, and it's been tough. These last few months have been real tough in this county. Being a commissioner has not been easy. I've been through a lot myself this year. This year has not been a good year at all. I'm hoping from now on it will get better, and it looks like it may. Looks like the COVID thing is starting to get better. It'll never go away until we come up with some sort of vaccine. And God be with those people who are trying to do this. Let's try to get that. I hope he'll allow them to find something. And I think maybe he's trying to teach us something, to tell us something, how we do and how we act in this country. But please, early voting starts tomorrow, October the 13th. I really hope that you will vote for me, and I really thank you for that. I thank you for letting me be your commissioner for 4 years. I'd like to be it for four more. And I thank you, and God bless each and every one of you. And I want to thank KWHI and the Brenham Banner Press for making this forum possible.
All right, and we want to thank our candidates for taking part this evening, and we do want to thank Joshua from KWHI, and also the folks at the Brenham Banner Press for forwarding their questions, and we also want to take this opportunity to thank thank management here at KWHI for providing an opportunity and a forum for our candidates, and again urge everybody to get on out vote. And I do want to say one thing on a personal note. It is refreshing and nice to see two candidates that actually know how to act civilized in this time where from coast to coast, whether it's local or national candidacies, we are seeing ugliness and bad manners, and it's nice to see two candidates acting as
that's
human and
nature.
Civilized as you two.
I think we're good Christian people.
Exactly.
And that's why we can do this. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And thank you so much for this breath of fresh air. We appreciate that.
I appreciate you.
All right.
Thanks for being here for this.
All right. And again, we do want to urge everyone to please get on out and vote. Early voting begins tomorrow. If you missed any of this program, you can, of course, catch the podcast on our website, kwhi.com, or go to our KWHI Facebook page and view the program in its entirety. So for Joshua Blaschke in the newsroom, for our engineer, the man who put this all together, Mark Whitehead, I am Ed Pothel. And again, thanks for joining us here on our KWHI Political Forum. And we will return to programming in just a moment right here on KWHI AM 1280, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com.